This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to enter into the same situation that each week at this time we enter into, and that is an overview of the charts, the News Talk Radio charts, the story, the top 10 people list and the stories list as amalgamated by the folks at Talkers Magazine. We can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. So we take this time each week, the DGV clan, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. We are, instead of our usual bill of fare, We spend the hour talking about what Talkers has found to be the big issue-oriented stories for the week of November the 16th to the 20th, week before Thanksgiving. And at number 10, no surprise here. I remember once talking to Casey Kasem about countdowns and stuff. I had him on the Countdown Show. And he said, "Ooh, what an interesting idea."
Did you say, countdowns are dumb? And he's like,
No, I actually said, he was extolling the value and virtue of the number of stations that I was on at the time, comparing them to his station list. And it was kind of fun. But he never wanted to reveal what number one was. He wanted to spoil. He said, "Don't tell them what's number one until you get there." And so what I do here with all of our stories, we kind of bounce around from one end to another, because it seems different. I mean, I like giving them to you in order, but we don't spend as much time on number 10 as we do on number 1. Having said that, number 10 this week is a focus on President Barack Obama's new book, A Promised Land. Apparently, the book sold more than 880,000 copies the first day it was on the shelves, most for any book published by Penguin Random House. It's on track to be the best-selling presidential memoir. The only other book that's beaten those day one sales was Harry Potter. So, that's pretty interesting. And there's been a love fest, you know, all the late night shows have had him on, and they're all doing their cutesy interviews with him, yada, yada. Although, I don't know that this isn't, you know, I was thinking about how there's always a look back. Oh, GM, when Trump became president, if only for the good old days of Obama. And then when Obama was first elected, we're only for the good old days of Bush. And when Bush was elected, if it was only for the good old days of Clinton. People that were despised when they were in office.
George W. Bush makes me laugh. I use my mom as my own example. Like, my mom, like, just couldn't stand him and said he was stupid and that the only books he read were coloring books and all the George W. Bush jokes, right? And now, look at, he's a great patriot.
All right. So anyway, that's the Obama book story. Either of the two of you tend to buy it and read it?
My mom has read pretty much every presidential memoir, every book about every president. So she's definitely going to be reading this.
Yeah, it'd be a good
Christmas present. I think 700 pages.
I'm going to take a hard pass.
Well, because I get that. And then when it comes to is Trump going to write a book? He's been offered a lot of money to write a book, that's for sure. We'll see what happens. It's part of the landscape, if you will, of
Adam
where
Carolla
we are.
Was making fun of him for how long-winded it was, because I guess he locked himself in a room for like 29 hours to do the book on tape, and that the book was just so long. And I don't know, Adam Carolla was just goofing on him for being kind of a narcissist because of the length of everything.
Well, I think he's a little bit. I think you got to be a narcissist in part a little bit to be a president. I mean, how else are you motivated?
That's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, number 9, which is a focus of part of Obama's book, is race relations in our country. Situation. Do we have anything that popped out this week? I was trying to think back on the things we've talked about on the DGV program this week. Any of them having to do with the police and somebody getting shot? Or do we have a week without that? Or there was some Breonna Taylor stuff, it seems to me, that showed up this week. Wasn't there? Was it about the police officer
Has
sexual something against him?
That was last week, wasn't it?
That was last week, yeah. But, that guy, Hankison is his name.
And then the other cop who shot into the wrong apartment, and so now he's trying to sue Breonna Taylor's boyfriend.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
For emotional distress.
Good for him. Yeah. That'll go.
Right.
Yeah. Help yourself there, Charlie. Number 8 on the list is our relationship with China, Russia, Iran, whether we pull our troops out of Afghanistan. So what are we, at the end of the week, it seems to me, we've been talking a lot this week about certain election abnormalities, Jennifer, that are tied to the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, the Venezuelans, the Cubans. So where is all of that?
Yeah, I think the election stuff, the accusations that were made by the campaign this week by the campaign's lawyers directly involved a communist plot that was conducted both inside and outside of the country, and it had roots back to Venezuela. And not only the system of voting, which was created under Hugo Chavez, but also direct ties to Maduro, who's the current president of Venezuela. So that's playing out. As far as Iran and China, obviously there's an appetite to see China held accountable. I think with Iran and Russia, I haven't heard too much directly about what will happen with them if Joe Biden is sworn into office. But Joe Biden did this week say it's his intent to get back into the Iran nuclear agreement, which was done as part of the Obama administration and pretty quickly dispatched under Trump once he got into office. I think like day 100 and something, 50 probably. I think Trump knocked that one out.
Right. Okay. Unless you have something to say that you want to add to that, Victoria, we'll move on to number 7.
Let's move on.
All right. Let's move on. No, I like that. Number 7 is a focus on cable news and the TV, the talk, what they call the talk TV wars. That's how it's phrased by Talkers Magazine. More conservative. There's the thought that Trump's going to start his own or buy out Newsmax.
Well, I think the real story on cable news is that conservatives have become really disenfranchised with Fox News. And so Fox News, for the first time, Fox and Friends, the morning show, which is usually extremely popular, lost to Morning Joe for the first time in 20 years. And
really?
So people are saying that there's...
But Morning Joe is not a conservative by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, they beat them in the ratings because the conservatives, it's not in the middle at all. Are you kidding? Have you ever listened to...
Well...
I listen sometimes just to get me souped
used
up
to
for
be.
My poor program.
Right. But his wife is certainly not on the right. But it sort of tells you something.
It's not conservative. But the conservatives have left Fox News. They're not going to MSNBC. It just means that MSNBC's viewership is now greater than Fox when conservatives...
Well, how's Shepard Smith doing on CNBC? How's that?
I don't know. He's been very quiet over there. And maybe it's just because CNBC is not one of the sources I typically check in with. I usually check in with CNN, MSNBC, Fox, sometimes Fox Business. But now a lot of conservatives are going to Newsmax or they're going to One America News. And they're leaving behind Fox, and it's become a quick problem, and it happened on election night. As soon as Fox called Arizona for Biden, as soon as the polls closed, that really disenfranchised a lot of people, and away they went.
Well, the McLaughlins.
So that just proves, though, that people really only want to watch and hear what they want
what
to
they
hear.
What they
want
to hear.
Duh.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you think people watch
like
CNN? It's like an echo chamber, right? It's just,
And well, all these Newsmax is, too.
Right.
Become a real. This guy, Christopher Ruddy, has created something that Newsmax magazine is full of baloney, but there's a lot. Actually, I find when I read it, it's very interesting. I don't read it for the political stuff. There's a lot of really good information about health and money, that kind of stuff. It actually has some value, for me anyway, who's not interested in the political shake that's there, but I am interested in some of the other things that they offer. I think that's going to be a target. Don't be surprised. Ruddy actually got a huge, I think 40%, he sold out 40% this past week to a hedge fund. So that means he's making
ratings
money.
On news, the Newsmax ratings in the last like 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, they weren't great before, but they've tripled and quadrupled.
Yeah, right. They were nothing to shave sneak. Yeah, right.
Right. No. I mean, so they're on the upward trajectory. I actually even checked them out last night. Cause I'm like, okay, what is this all about? So I actually tracked him down and watched, and it was actually someone who I know that was hosting a show. It's not bad. Their point is that we want the truth, right? We don't want all the laughing and the eye rolling. We want to know the truth when it specifically specifically when it comes to these claims about the election. And that's where I stand. Look, I know this sounds wild, but I want to know, if you're making a claim that there is a communist threat that has taken on our voting systems, you're damn straight we better be investigating this. Whether you prove that it's a total farce or you prove that this is real, that both of these outcomes are going to matter now, or should matter to the American people.
Okay. I would get into a minor debate with you on their credibility.
But I think that's what people are looking for Newsmax to do, yeah, or some of these other places.
Well, they want to be in the echo chamber. That's part of it. They want
to. But I think there's an appetite for people who want to actually just see it covered, is my point. Yeah. And the news media is busy talking about Thanksgiving travel.
You know how Mike McVeigh, who is our consultant, says we're the other show? There's a need for the other network, if you will. And it ain't MSNBC. It isn't Newsmax. It isn't CNN. It could very well be, these guys may be smarter than you think. If they're disenfranchising from the hard right that they were at before, where are they going? These people, the Murdoch family's not a bunch of dummies. I mean, these people are worth billions of dollars. They figured out how to do it. It may be that somebody there has figured out, Lachlan is, I think, the son of Rupert, who's running the news organization. Not the other brother kind of took off. But these people are not stupid. They have got something in their mind. They'll lock on to something that will be appealing. You just kind of wait and see. In a moment, we focus on where the weather is going. It's 17 after. This is the Talk Radio Roundup with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and me, Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board of Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis. Or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at Lens of Liberty.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's move back into our focus here. The charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, are the focus. And we have gotten from number 10 to number 7. And the Obama book is 10. Reform is number 9. Affairs with our foreign friends is 8. I say that in quotation marks. Cable News Wars, number 7. I would just say, I'm just looking at a list of the books of the year, the 100 notable books, and there are a lot of them. I don't know how many people are actually reading anymore. Do people read, do they actually buy the book, or do they use those, what did I get you for Christmas? It's called a Kindle. Right, Jennifer?
You got me the Nook, actually, the Barnes & Noble version of the Kindle. Yeah, a little, like an e-reader, basically, is what I think they're called now. Although, they've almost become obsolete because people are using their iPads and their
other
devices.
Okay, so yeah. What, when you buy, let's say, talking about Obama's book, but all the other books that have been out, there are a ton of nonfiction books. There's a lot of good books around right now, and a lot of people are reading more. I know somebody who spent the day in bed on Saturday just reading a couple of books. Because, you know, that's what the climate allows us to do, I guess, much as anything else. So, there's a book about Winston Churchill that's supposed to be very good. Newt Gingrich's book and Ronald Reagan's book and Malcolm X and all these others. So, do they have hard, you know, you go into Barnes & Noble and you see the hardback books that are there. But what about having them, can you just click onto a website someplace and find the book? Or you have to buy it if you're using...
Just download it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you have to pay for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it as much as buying
really
a book at
cool.
a store?
A lot of people don't realize that the library is such a really good resource for stuff like that.
Hello.
You can actually rent books to download, so not like physical books, but you can actually download books and keep them, I think, they say for like 2 weeks, and then they pop back out. And you can do that for free, which I think is a great resource. And I think a lot of people just assume with the library you have to go in and get a book, but you can actually download from the library site.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the weather, the La Nina impact that will happen. There was a tutorial on that I've been watching, and I find the weather important for lots of different reasons for me, not only in the farm, but what I'm going to do with my life and time during the winter. I don't want to get stuck in storms someplace. So the numbers and the way things look right now, La Nina, which is basically, and help me with this, Jennifer, I usually
I'm not sure I get it right. It's the Southern Pacific waters and the temperature of the waters around, especially south of Hawaii, that whole big swath in there that's equatorial Pacific waters, right? If they're warm, then they affect the jet stream. Yeah, La Nina. This is a La Nina winter. And for the most part, over the last 6-7 years, La Nina winters, or 10 years, whatever it is, have been warmer. There's only one example of one that was colder and worse snow-wise than what happens in La Nina. But do they alternate? Is it 1 year? Can you count on La Nina and the next year El Nino? Or is it
I don't
just
think
random?
You even have to have. I don't think you even have to have a year that's been designated one or the other. I know when we're in El Nino years, then that is really wet and brings a lot of water. La Nina years are a lot drier, and I think that they're. I'm not sure that they have to be part of the year, but certainly when it's part of the forecast, you know how to. You know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for us, we could really use some rain and some water because things have been so dry.
We've had a drought here in the North. Northeast, I don't know how it is where you are in New Jersey now.
We've had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
This has been a very rainy fall.
We're not in drought yet in Southern California, but because we had a rainy year last year, I think, was actually a pretty rainy year. But because we had so many fires, because there's just still so much overgrowth, that rain really helps to just get everything back again.
It doesn't. Keep it. Yeah. Well, the rain helps to get growth, and then, you know, everything turns green and then it dries. Exactly.
Let's have another fire. For 6 months, it feels nice.
Yeah, it does. And it looks nice, too. It's wonderful. All right. Coming up in the next half hour, from number 5 to number 1, we go. You'll be surprised because number one, it is not what it has been. Let's put it that way. There's a little bit of change-a-roo-y going on at 28 after the hour.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump discusses how the White House is trying to lower prescription drug prices.
To address this unfairness and to lower prices for Americans, we're finalizing the Most Favored Nation Rule. Remember that name, Most Favored Nation Rule. Nobody's ever done this.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has a message for reporters.
Thank you, everyone, for the very good and constructive questions today.
Those comments at the end of the briefing and directed at CNN's Caitlin Collins. McEnany also asked about the vaccine, says there should be roughly 40 million vaccinations available by the end of the year due to the administration's unprecedented response to the outbreak of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News. Your Turkey Day dinner will set you back a little bit less this year.
Thanksgiving celebrations may look different this year, but one thing will still be consistent. Thanksgiving dinner. And that dinner will cost you less than it has in a decade, according to new data from the American Farm Bureau. The menu for 10 people will cost an average of $46.90. That's less than $5 a person, and down $2 from a year ago. The shopping list from the Farm Bureau survey includes a turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls and butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk. That even leaves room for leftovers. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
According to a new report from UNICEF, data from 191 countries found no consistent link between reopening schools and increased rates of COVID-19 infection. The report saying schools are not a main driver of community transmission and children are more likely to get the virus outside of a school setting. USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get back into the fold here. Second half hour of the Talk Radio Review. We do this every week. We being the DJV clan, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, taking a sort of break from our normal bill of fare to go through the numbers and the stories as gleaned by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Put this chart together. You can see it at talkers.com every week listed there. Number five is the situation in education in our country. What a mess. I suppose it's connected. I mean, most of this stuff now is connected to COVID from here on in for the rest of the time that we're together. There's some connection to COVID. So school closings, what's open, what isn't. A lot of people, me included, think schools should just be open and the chips fall where they may. I'm not sure that is considered. Well, it depends on where you are.
That's what the CDC said the other day at the press conference they had at the White House. They said that the schools should be open. And yep. I think there's been a lot of heat on this because of the differences between Cuomo and de Blasio in New York. They hate each other. They're not communicating. They had a marker.
Very mature of them.
If they were at like 0.3% or whatever it is, that they would close down the schools immediately. Well, they were at 2.5% or something in the state, but 3% in the city. They were back and forth about whether or not the schools would close. And that we talked about actually on the DJV show this week. Andrew Cuomo kind of blew up at a reporter who just asked, is school going to be open tomorrow? And apparently that was some sort of, I don't know, he took it as a question that was a little too tough, and so Andrew Cuomo kind of erupted and said, of course I'm telling you schools are going to be open tomorrow, but then he never really did. So there's been this back and forth about that, and I think unfortunately it stems from political disagreements between de Blasio and Cuomo more than it really does about the science.
Isn't it?
On
that's
COVID
the case usually. Yeah.
Well, the weird thing is that the public schools in New York are closed, but the private schools are still open.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either
that's been the case.
It makes no sense. Why are they closing the public schools and not the private? I don't know. It's weird.
Shouldn't be closing any of them. What's it like in New Jersey?
They don't have jurisdiction over the
No, they have no jurisdiction. So in New Jersey, what's the
schools are open
the school
here.
Situation? They are.
Yeah,
okay.
Schools are open here. Unless there's an outbreak, which, you know, I told you guys on the DJV show this week, my friend has two kids who are in, I think, they're both 11 or 12. And, you know, some stupid parent decided that they were, you know, going to go trick-or-treating and all the kids were going to go with them. And the father had COVID and had a fever while they were trick-or-treating and didn't think anything of it. And then now spread. So the whole school had to be shut down for 2 weeks. But schools in general in New Jersey are all open. The governor said he doesn't have any plans to close the schools.
Governor of Massachusetts said yesterday that if you were going to come home for Thanksgiving break from your college, you better be tested because we're going to check you when you get off the plane. I don't know what that means. Driving a car into the state, I got to check everybody at the border.
Yeah.
So they
know that college kids are a big, they're super spreaders.
Yeah,
and college kids have been, you know, they may
that
not be
group.
Sick themselves, but they're having parties and they're spreading it everywhere. And now they're going to be leaving campuses. New Jersey and New York, they want kids to be tested before they come home.
Selfish. All right, so what's the school situation in California, Jennifer, where you are? There's nothing. It's kind of like I was talking to
LA
my daughter last night.
LA's closed down. What does your daughter say?
Well, she's a college prof, and they're closed down. She's doing it remotely from her office on the campus. My grandson, who's in kindergarten, he's never seen his classmates. He's never met them. That's not, I mean, he's seen them on the screen and thinks that that's normal. Okay, is that how I'm going to go to school? Is that how a lot of kids that age think this is normal because they don't know.
Not for your daughter and your son-in-law, because think about the pressure that's on parents to make sure that they're teaching kids the fundamentals that they need right now if they're Miles' age to actually grow into, you know, students that can perform well intellectually.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of pressure. Now, outside of L.A. County, there are some counties that are open on a limited basis. I was talking to my friend yesterday who's a school teacher. She's back full-time in Ventura County. And she just went back this week, which I think is so strange because of the Thanksgiving holiday and the back and forth. Her kids have been back in school. Her daughters are going, but only 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
So they've kind of...
Miles is on the Zoom call 3.5 hours a day, and then he has a tutor that spends 3 to 4 hours a day with him as well, not only inside but outside. So he's getting what he needs to. He's very thirsty for knowledge, information, and experiences. So hopefully that's what I am concerned about. Do the children lose their spirit of being curious with all of this going on? They just become just a generation of, you know, fat little kids that sit around and look at their devices all the time. That's the real question at this point in time. Number four on the list is the situation with shutdowns beyond school, businesses, that sort of thing, and the focus on one particular ridiculous, arrogant governor of the state of California. And him, you know, I was surprised it's number four.
He's been really damaged by this.
He should be.
It's me.
Gavin Newsom
is
who you're talking
about. It's national news. It's really, really bad for him. And he deserves it because that was arrogant and offensive that he did that.
I think he was surprised because normally politicians can skate on this kind of stuff and they actually don't get called out. But because I think he went to the French Laundry, which is such an expensive restaurant, it shows that he has no compassion for the people who are suffering to actually just put a little bit of food on
the table. So how does this relate to Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done?
It's the same kind of thing.
But is this more serious? It seems more.
Well, I don't know. Nancy got a lot of attention for Hairgate too. But Governor Newsom, I think, because he has been shutting down the state reopening. I think
this is way worse.
When he announced the curfew for the state of California having to be in between 10 and 5, he didn't even do it himself. He sent out the doctor to do it because I think he didn't want to have to take any of the questions and to deal with that scrutiny. He's apologized, but it wasn't... His apology, guys, was so ridiculous. And I'll paraphrase because I don't have it in front of me. But he made it seem like he was surprised that there was a party there. He was invited to a 50th birthday. And when he got there, he said, oh, I didn't realize so many people. Okay, you know what a party is. A party is not one person. So it's
first of all, who needs to be having a birthday party right now? That's number one. Stop it. You're 50. You're not 10. Okay? A 50th birthday party, no one needs to have that right now. And if I was invited to a 30th birthday party, I would say absolutely not. I've turned down bridal showers, baby showers. I'm not going to any gatherings where you don't know the person. Gavin Newsom is an idiot to even accept an invitation to a 50th birthday party.
The worst thing is that he was there with many of the top health officials from the state who have all been preaching about shutdowns. Right. They were there. None of them were wearing masks. Because there were pictures, it was revealed that they were kind of indoors. There was like one area that let free air come in, but they closed it because their group was so loud. So they were actually indoors. So it's hypocritical on many
levels.
Bunch
of phony balonies. Okay, number three, the post-election political reality with more of a focus on Georgia. I'm looking at this and I can't really tell whether it's going to be two Democrats, one Republican, one Democrat. It's not going to be two Republicans, but I think it's either one Democrat, one Republican, or maybe they'll squeak by with two Democrats. I'm not sure about that. What do you two think? The gut reaction to the Georgia runoffs?
I think most likely I would say if things go the way they're supposed to go, and I don't mean the way they're supposed to go, but judging by the numbers from the first election, it would be two Republicans because in Kelly Loeffler's race, if you add up the two Republicans that were running against the Democrat, they have a higher number,
but Purdue already won. But Purdue has had a lot of embarrassing stuff come out about him this week, right?
I don't know if it was anything new. It looks bad.
I mean,
he bought into a company that went public like 5 minutes after he went and bought the thing, and he's on the Senate committee that
I know, but
oversees.
Didn't he already?
But Loeffler did the same thing. She sold a bunch of stock, and she's got a very similar scandal.
I think they both passed their ethics investigation on that, though, already.
Okay,
I don't know who gives that out.
But
the point is, it's going to be about who spends the most money and who has the most activists going into the state. We have people in California warning that you shouldn't move to Georgia just to go vote in this election because that's what people are trying to do.
It's ridiculous. Okay. I think there's going to be an element of voter fatigue, though, too. I'm curious to see, and I don't know the answer, but I'm curious to see what the voter turnout will be because they just had this huge push. You know, they had record numbers of people voting in Georgia. They just finished the recount, and to now have another election, I don't know if they're going to get people out in the same numbers.
Victoria, there's fatigue about everything on this list. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the story list as prepared by the folks, the editors at Talkers Magazine for this week. At number 10, Barack Obama's new book sold 880,000 copies the first day. That's a record, I think, for that kind of a book. Number 9, our focus on reforming various institutions like the police and education and all that good stuff. Number 8, our relationships with China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela, you name it. We're trying to figure it out, I think, as we go ahead. Number 7, what's going on the conservative cable news channels. Number 6, the discussion of the weather for the winter. Number 5, the education situation in the school opens and closings. It's kind of a crazy thing. The economy, number 4. Number 3, post-election politics. Number 2, Trump and his refusal to concede. And number 1, the COVID situation. Those are the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, we get to the final two items on the talk radio list, the stories list from Talkers Magazine. Just a few moments here. It's Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan on the Talk Radio Review for this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Ask your smart speaker to find your local Sleep Number store today.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. How and why does summer weather sometimes trigger a migraine? Well, for some people, extreme weather conditions may cause imbalances in brain chemicals, which can eventually lead to the severe throbbing pain of a migraine headache.
Now, a lot of people with migraine feel that sunlight glare is a trigger for migraine.
Other weather triggers include high humidity, extreme heat, and dry air. And neurologist Dr. Rashmi Hawker Singh says these conditions may lead to another migraine creator.
In the summertime, when it's really hot outside, a lot of people forget to maintain adequate hydration, and dehydration can certainly be a risk for migraine attacks to happen.
Dr. Hawker Singh's advice to people with migraines is to avoid extremes in summer weather and in everyday schedules.
Be consistent with your eating habits. Be consistent with your sleep. Sometimes not sleeping enough or sleeping too much can also be a trigger, so maintaining consistency with that is important.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
On the people list this week from Talkers Magazine, the following names appear. At 10, Barack Obama, with a focus on his book and being on a lot of the late night shows, being interviewed everywhere to plug the book. Number 9, Gavin Newsom and his ridiculous reality. There's a guy that you would hope never get elected to anything again. At number 8, the people involved in the runoff in Georgia. 7, Mitch McConnell. 6, Nancy Pelosi. On the list of people from Talkers Magazine, number 5, Dr. Fauci. Number 4, Emily Murphy. Number 3, Kamala Harris. Number 2, Joe Biden. And number 1, back in the catbird seat, is the President Donald Trump. Again, the focus on all the stats and the election stuff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so you got it. The official list from Talkers Magazine, as officially reported on here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so let's get to the top two items this week. On number 2, the election situation, transition, and all of that stuff, Trump not wanting to let that thing go as it normally does, I guess. There are a lot of tensions because the president still seems to be attacking the results of the election. Yes, Jennifer, what does he expect to gain?
Well, the Trump campaign this week said that there was a threat based in communism, rooted in communism, signed off through Venezuela with these voting machines. And
well, they can make an argument for that that actually holds water, frankly.
Well, yeah, well, that evidence, though.
I mean, one of the pieces of evidence that we all saw on election night, and I think maybe we even commented on it on the program, is that when people went to bed on election night, Trump was up, and he was up by pretty significant numbers in Wisconsin and in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and then the voting stopped for some reason, and that's not usual. Voting doesn't usually stop during election nights. They keep going and they keep counting. Well, it stopped in those states, and then all of a sudden, when it picked up again, they dumped in over 100,000 votes into Biden's column and nothing really into President Trump's column. And so people have questioned it. I've been talking about this forever. Like, what happened? Why would you dump in all those votes at the beginning? What happened overnight? And that's stemming from the controversy that Trump actually broke the algorithm that was put into these machines in this attack, essentially, and he had more votes than they had anticipated, and because of that, he was getting too far ahead. That's why they stopped the count, and that's why there was an infusion of those votes. And so that's a really big claim. So if that is indeed the case, this needs to be investigated. It needs to be thrown out, and the campaign says that they're filing their first lawsuit on this in the next day or two. So we'll see what kind of information
comes
out. Yeah.
Number 1, all of the COVID information. I'm looking at a picture
of people lined up for coronavirus testing in North Dakota, and the line is running through a cemetery. I find that to be a very interesting caption.
To see Dodgers say, well, everybody's getting their tests for before they travel for Thanksgiving, so that's why it's so crazy right now.
Right. Okay.
But
all right,
they did, Pfizer did apply for their FDA emergency approval. We were waiting for that, and that means that's the next step to get the vaccine deployed by pretty much December, the beginning of December.
Yep. The average coronavirus cases have increased more in North and South Dakota than any place else, which also is kind of interesting. I see that Ben Carson treated his COVID infection with an herbal extract. I'm not sure what the herbal extract is, though. I'm going to dig around and look into that. But there are all kinds of, you know, people keep talking about the drugs and the vaccines and stuff. There are a lot of natural ways to enhance your immune system so you can avoid this. That may be the final word here because we're out of time. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. Time for us to check in on the top five items from the world of technology this week. The things that made news. Victoria Keelan has reported on all five of these. So she will give you the essence of them from number five to number one. At number five, Hulu. Hulu.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hulu is in the news this week, and not for a great reason. They are announcing a price hike. And so now, Hulu with live TV. I know, this is, it's going to be something that we're just, you know, like cable, every month the cable bill keeps going up.
Yep.
Now all of the streaming services are doing the same. So Hulu with live TV currently costs $54.99 a month, and it's now going up to $64.99 a month. So it's a $10 hike. It will begin on December 18th. It will affect both new and current customers, so there's no way to get around it. And they last increased their monthly cost last year, basically December 18th of 2019. They went up $10 last year. So if you started it at some point in 2019, you're now $20 ahead or behind, however you look at it. You're paying $20 more per month for Hulu with live TV. It is one of the more popular services. It has more than 4 million customers. YouTube TV, which is the service that I use, that only has about 3 million. And so it's, you know, know, you can still get cheaper options. Sling TV is about $30 a month, which is a really good bargain, but you're not going to get the same number of channels. You're not going to get the premium channels. It's a little more basic. So I think this is just sort of the new reality. YouTube TV is also $65 a month, so everybody's kind of on par now at the same price, but you know, it's at some point they're going to have to put a cap on it, or else people are going to go back to cable.
Yep. Number four.
On Instagram, you can now actually search keywords instead of only being able to search for hashtags or direct accounts. This is kind of interesting. You can now search for recipes. You can search for puppies, flowers, whatever it is that you want to see, or accounts that would be linked to those things. It makes it a lot easier to navigate the system. It also makes it easier to find new accounts to follow on Instagram, which I think is something that a lot of people struggle with on Instagram. It's not that easy to have a new account and be discovered and to gain the followers that a lot of other, you know, like the Kardashians or celebrities have. So I think the keyword search is going to be really helpful. When Twitter initially launched their keyword search, Twitter ended up becoming like a Google search. I mean, it became one of the biggest resources for searching on the internet. So Instagram might end up that way. As of right now, they're staying away from anything that is remotely controversial. So if you search for vaccines or QAnon or Trump or Biden, you're going to get zero results. So Instagram wants to make it clear this is not a political platform. This is a lifestyle platform, and that's where they want to keep it, which I think is good. There's enough politics in the world, right?
Number three, a focus on the electric car industry.
The electric car industry now has its own lobbying group, and it's called Zero Emission Transportation Association, also known as ZETA. Tesla, Uber, Rivian, and Lucid are the major electric vehicle makers that are now in this group. They say that the mission is that 100% of new car sales will be electric by 2030. It's a bold initiative. It's probably not going to happen, but that's the direction they want to move in. California recently announced plans to ban the sale of combustion engine vehicles by 2035. New Jersey is moving pretty quickly in the electric car arena as well. The governor here just recently signed legislation to have a lot more charging stations, public charging stations, put in at gas stations and things like that. So the electric vehicle market is definitely alive and booming and thriving. And this group is also going to push for the extension of the federal government, the federal tax credit for new electric vehicles, which is $7,500 that you get back when you actually buy an electric vehicle. So it's interesting that they now have a lobbying group. I think we kind of all saw that eventually this would have to happen.
Number two, Twitter and the disappearing, the case, it sounds like a Perry Mason thing.
Yeah, I know.
Twitter and the case of the disappearing tweets.
Yep, Twitter rolled out Fleets. They are the tweeting, it's the new tweeting feature that they first announced. Essentially, they're ripping off Facebook and Instagram, the stories. They sits at bubbles at the top of the screen, just like on Instagram, and your stories will last, your fleets will last for 24 hours. So they're trying it out, and essentially all the social media sites will end up looking exactly the same. That's where we're headed.
Number one, a COVID-fighting tool.
The coronavirus surge, obviously, you know, we're in the middle of it, and 100 million Americans actually have the ability to get pop-up notifications from local health authorities if someone around them has been exposed to the virus. You just have to go onto your phone, and under settings, you'll see exposure alerts, and just turn them on, and you will then get Bluetooth-enabled alerts if you've been around someone exposed to the virus.
There they are, the top five technology stories of the week, as enumerated by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.